Hello and welcome to Heavy Matters Podcast with myself, Joey, and Venny, as always. Bit of a mix up this week. I'm currently down under in sunny Perth, where it's what, 4 o'clock, and I'm ready to go out, hit the town, have some pints. And Venny, you're just starting work, which I hate to rub it in. But anyway, look, I've had a great week so far. Saw Carcass the other night, Black Dahlia Murder, Wicked Bangle, Freedom of Fear. I'm also going to see We Lost the Sea on Friday in Sydney, and then my mates band Orr, Yanamamo and Master Leonard on Saturday. So I'm actually doing more gigs than I'm doing in at home, which
That's
is great.
amazing. That's amazing.
This week's show, we're reviewing two albums from Pelagic Records. First one's Love Sex Machine, and the second one's Glassing. So, Venny, without further ado, should we just jump straight in and let battle commence?
Let's do that,
Yeah,
mate.
cool. All right, so the first album's Love Sex Machine. The album's called True, and this is the third album. Their last album was called Asexual Anger back in 2016, which I was a big fan of. And I only just started listening to it maybe about a year ago, but I was a
Okay.
big fan of it. Now, you have not stopped banging on about wanting to review this album, mate. So I'm going to let you take the crease first and give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't listened to them before at all, so I was coming in pretty blind to this, and do you know, I think Pelagic is very quickly earning that reputation of whatever they release, you kind of know that it's going to be interesting, at least if not really good. So even if the name slightly perturbed me in terms of what to expect, I knew being on Pelagic that it was going to be of a certain quality. So yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, to describe them is difficult, but they're kind of almost doomy, sludgy post-metal bands. There are different elements in there, kind of black metal-y elements. There are some kind of post-hardcore-y elements. In a way, it's all quite woozy in a lot of ways. This is not a strict comparison in terms of how the band sound, but they somewhat remind me a bit of Aranzi Pazuzu, who are a bit more kind of avant-garde black metal, but that kind of really woozy feeling, that feeling of coming off the waltzers at the fair, like I get that kind of vibe from this record. So yeah, there is kind of that. All those elements go into the mixing pot, but I do also think there's some accessibility to it. There's some kind of major key sound to the music that makes it a bit more upbeat and a bit more positive, for want of a better word. So those are my very quick kind of ramblings and witterings on it.
I agree with actually your description of that, the doom post metal. When it comes to Aranzi Pazuzu, I can see where you're coming from, but my slant on the record is it's quite unsettling. Like it's not so much dense, but is and I wouldn't go as far as saying comparing it to a Aranzi Pazuzu record, but it is very unsettling at times. But then again, like the same time you said, they add the synths in and they bring this sort of warmth to the album as well. It's been a common theme over both these two albums we review, but certainly the production is top notch considering the amount going on in there. Very easy, like you said, with that, sludgy, doomy style. It can be sort of fuzzy, but
Yeah, and it is quite fuzzy, but I agree that it's clean enough, the production, to be able to kind of distinguish these things and everything else. So,
Yeah, it's like a grayer black metal album being clean but still having that sort of black metal feel to it, whereas the older stuff is just completely biff the bin production. But it's a really good, and I think again you've hit the nail on the head with Pelagic being the label that whatever they release, they just seem to like touch on gold. I mean, I haven't gone through all the Pelagic records we've had in the mailbox or previous albums, but it does seem to be that like everything they touch is just hits the spot, and they have bands that are like pop bass with tinges of metal, metal tinged with pop, all of these things, and just you always find something that you like with Pelagic Records.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's quite diverse roster, isn't it? It's not like some record labels that are like a hardcore record label and everything is of a similar ilk. It's not like a death metal record label where everything's. So yeah, I think there's some variety, and that's what I quite like about going into their roster and just picking out their records, knowing that, you know, they probably will all be a little bit different. So coming back to this, I mean, the other thing that I like about this is it is quite dense, quite unsettling, like you say, a bit woozy, like I was saying earlier, and that could be a bit too much. But what I think is good about this record is it's 10 tracks, each one's quite short. It's kind of 40 minutes. It doesn't trap you into that spell for too long. And because there is a tinge of accessibility to it, you know, it's moving along. It's not like one of these big Doom records where it's just a relentless same riff for
It doesn't
minutes on
outstay its
end.
welcome.
It does not outstay its welcome. And it's got that kind of blend of those repetitive riffs, but they don't go on too long. So yeah, I really like that. And the vocals, I think they are quite acerbic on that. They're quite harsh, but I think that's counterbalanced by some of the guitar tones and everything else are less harsh. So I think all in all, it's quite balanced out. I just wanted to highlight a couple of tracks that I just thought were really good. Track for Life is the third track on the album, and that's got those kind of tremolo riffs. And whilst I threw black metal as a flavor in, I think that is the track that you kind of hear that the most.
Definitely.
And Body Probe is the straight track after, and that is a bit more doomy with that fuzzy, repeating doomy riff that goes on, and that is slightly kind of mesmerizing in itself. And later in the album, Autism Factor again brings those black metal blast beats, and then that's counteracted to the track after with Hollywood Story, which is a bit more kind of hardcore. And so they're bringing in lots of different flavors, and I think the doom especially, which is it's a genre that we kind of both dip into but aren't committed fans of. I think you do need those other elements.
For sure. The other thing I just want to touch on before, I mean, I can't fault any of your pickings there, and I especially agree with the black metal tinges in this album, which I think is why it appeals to me so much. I think the other thing just to touch on is the album cover itself. It's pretty interesting and hard to sort of digest what it is, but it's sort of like a man on the moon, sort of in space. Doesn't really sort of, it's just funny when, like, Love Sex Machine, and it's funny how they sort of pick the name that I'm sure your missus calls you when you come through the door. But yeah, like the band name doesn't really relate to their style of music at all. But it's a good album. It's a really good album, actually. Sorry, I say good, and I think this is gonna be one of Pelagic's shining lights, for this year, and it's out on the 12th of April, so it's not far for you lovely folk to get your teeth into. Benny, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I've gone for a 7.9. I think it's really good. And yeah, I think it's really good. And I thought also you would like the album title with that little true. I know you
Just
appreciate that.
true,
So
spelt with a TRVE, like true.
yeah, excellent.
I am giving it a 7.5,
Lovely.
and yeah, this I can't wait for everyone to hear this. So Love Sex Machine Truant is out on the 12th of April on Pelagic Records, and we'll move on to our next one, which is another Pelagic Records album. The band is called Glassing. The album is called From the Other Side of the Mirror, and it's out on the 26th of April. So another April one. Now, Venny, I've never heard of Glassing before. I just keep getting them mixed up with Glassjaw, which is probably not the right thing to do. I think this is their third album as well, actually. I could be wrong, but excuse me, it's definitely an interesting album. Have you ever dived in on these before, or where did you hear about them?
No, I've not. I've heard the name bandied around, and again, I think there are some other similar band names that it's other than Glassjaw, but some other similar band names that it's quite easy to get
Yeah.
confused with. But yeah, I'd not heard them before, and again, it was just another simple fact of them being on Pelagic and just wanting to
Okay.
check it out. Again, I was slightly like the Love Sex Machine record. I was slightly drawn in by the album cover as well, which is. To describe it, it's quite this kind of opulent, extravagant glass structure. And yeah, it's got like a statue in it. It's just quite an interesting album cover. So yeah, both of those facts drew me in. You get there, I sometimes see them knocking around on an Arctangent lineup, although I've never
Okay.
seen them. So
Whoa.
again, another seal of approval from me. So yeah, I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah. For fans of, just in case, because I never listened to him before, I just, so Portrayal of Guilt, Neurosis, Converge, Botch, Pelican, and This Will Destroy You. Venny, I'm just interested to see if you agree with any of those bands, for fans of.
Yeah, I can see by your face that I'm not sure you agree with those.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wouldn't have chosen them myself either. So to put some
If
categories.
I may, I just interject on this point and just
Yes,
say,
please, please, please.
look, for vocally,
Yeah.
this is between Deftones and Mol for
Okay.
me. That's where I think it is on the spectrum. Certainly, the heavier stuff is very much Mol-like. This is like, it's quite hard to put your finger on it. I mean, there's bits of shoegaze in here. There's bits of post-metal. So it's hard, but I certainly wouldn't describe it as like Converge at all.
Yeah,
Trailer
I'd
go.
agree. I mean, if I was to give one band, it would be somebody, but Era, Death Heaven would be
Okay,
my
good
point of
shout.
comparison with those post-black metal, with those shoegaze elements. Frail Body have just dropped an album, which isn't a million miles away from this. So that would be where I would be starting from, that kind of black metal, shoegaze, post-hardcore. So yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, the name Glassing, we've been talking a bit about names on today's show. I mean, the name Glassing, it kind and that magnificent cover art of that glass structure, it kind of echoes their sound, which is this kind of shardy, glassy, crystalline, mirrory, icy sound. So I think it all kind of fits together in an artistic package for them pretty well.
Yeah.
But there is some kind of warmth and melody in there, and it does remind me a bit of Sunbather in that it, for ostensibly something that could be quite extreme, I think there is some kind of upbeat, major key again, uplifting elements to it. And yeah, some of the production in particular, it kind of lets some light in, some warmth in, and I think. With this kind of extreme music, black metal, often you get certain instruments down in the mix, like the bass and certain parts of the drums. Whereas I think everything's all very audible in the mix in this record. I think it's mixed very well.
Absolutely. The first thing in my notes was the production is great, and I was listening to it through some Beats headphones, and it
Okay.
sounded massive, like huge. This is the album. I think what also is good with this is, like you said, the mix is great because the drums sound perfection, and also the bass, which I'm a big fan of in metal. Bass has been lost in the mix so much, but it's really audible in this album. And I think, like, when you think of a sheen of glass, you know, it's sort of like that sheen, and that's what I feel like with the production's done on this album. It's like glass, you know, if you polished it up, it's exactly like that. And I, again, I think the vocals are really good, the juxtaposition between the two of the cleans and those growls that very, very much remind me of Mol. And just for other pieces, this isn't just a full-on metal or whatever genre you want to pigeonhole them in. They do have a couple of electronic tracks in there, and especially towards the end, I think it's track 9 or 10. Benny, correct me if I'm wrong. Something like,
Yeah,
is it?
nine is like an ambient kind of
Yeah,
track, isn't
is
it?
it something like Hummingbird or something like that?
The Kestrel Goes, it's
Yes,
called.
I knew it was something about a
Something
bird.
of size,
I actually really like that track, and I
yeah.
think it's a bit of a shame it's actually towards the end of the album, because I think it'd be quite a nice midpoint for the album to be broken up. But look, that's a small thing from me. The final thing from my
Yeah.
point of view is the fact that this is a trio,
Yeah.
to make such big, great sounds like this is a testament to the band.
Yeah, agree. I mean, just to pick up on a couple of your points, starting with the last, I mean, that the opening track, Anything You Want, is such huge kind of epic opening. Like it's slow, it's crushing. Then you've got these kind of clean tremolos. And yeah, it is quite a commanding sound that they generate. It'd be fascinating to see if they can recreate that live. I think they are playing up tangent, so it'd be great to see that. And then on that track, the vocals, like you say, it does alternate between that really kind of acerbic kind of black metal, for want of a better word, type vocal, but then his cleaner vocal is that kind of breathy, shoegazy vocals. So, and something you maybe hear on a latter day Def Heaven album, for example. So, yeah, and there's another track called Defacer, which has got that really icy black metal blast, but it also has that kind of catchiness and accessibility and warmth that goes with it. And just to pick up on your first point, as the Kestrel Goes, that kind of ambient track, and you sometimes see these kind of as 15 seconds or 30 seconds, but this is like a proper 5 minute track, and yeah, is really, like you say, really interesting. Lastly, there's another track called As My Heart Rots, which is a lovely title. But again, that's got these quite acerbic black metal tremolos, double bass blasts. And this would be, if there was any skepticism from you, this would be what I would give you as the track to kind of see if you like this band or not. And yeah, it's quite short, it's quite furious. So that would be, if you wanted to dip your toe in from a black metal perspective, that would be the track, I think, to go for.
Yeah, I can see exactly why you said that, but I have to admit, when I actually listened to this on the plane over to Oz, and do you know when like someone suggests you something, or sorry, like for the show, and you're a bit like, well, sort of putting it off to go in, you're like,
Yeah, I
I'll
do
listen
know
to
that very well, mate. Another Marduk album.
Yeah, so I was like that, and I was like, "Oh right, I'm just gonna do it," and so it looks like I press it, and I was such a nice surprise for me to actually really like this album. Now, it's not a surprise that it's coming from Pelagic, but it was sort of like it started off, and I was like, "Right, this could be a one of those post-hardcore bands that will just be the whole way through." But such as we've talked about on Pelagic Records, they do so much stuff. It could be anything, and it's a really, really good album. I actually prefer this to Love Sex Machine.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna give
Great.
it
I'm surprised, but yeah,
really
delighted.
okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 7.7
Good. I've
on
gone
my end.
exactly 7.9, exactly the same as I
Oh,
couldn't
brilliant.
split ahead. Them, but I really like both albums equally, like two of my children.
Well played, well played. Yeah, so that's Glassin. That's out on the 26th of April. Well, Venny, there's also going to be the June record that we're going to be looking at. But look, we'll talk about that later. Venny, I'm sorry, mate, I've got to rush off for some afternoon pints. You enjoy your day at work, and I'll speak to you soon. Peace out.
Lots of love, man. Enjoy your
Cheers,
trip.
mate.